can't just sit on the sidelines. We all need to make our feelings and our thoughts known. I think one of the things that I want to say as a board member, I was very blindsided by Module 3. I, first of all, had no knowledge at all of the modules, the videos being produced. We were not, or I was not privy to them being done and put in the schools. And so when I started getting phone calls from my folks in District 8, my parents and teachers and citizens, I was totally caught off guard.
That's Candy Emerson, a member of the school board down in Williamson County. And now keep in mind, while Williamson County is struggling with this whole white privilege, we're all racist video that the superintendent of schools, Mike Looney, and his team produced supposedly to save money, and yet their budget called for about $600,000. God help us, it would have been a Hollywood production, a $25 million video, and if they hadn't done it internally.
Apparently no board member knew about it until we found the video, got it through public records, published it, and then they saw it. That was just, you know, earlier this month.
And they're still trying to sort through who approved it, you know, who paid for it. I mean, apparently some of these people were being paid tens of thousands of dollars internally to produce this video that while Mike Looney is saying, I take responsibility, there's no accountability because the school board is not holding him responsible.
Not at all.
To their credit, you got Davidson County,
yeah,
you know, on the verge of firing the absolutely inept and incompetent and possibly corrupt school superintendent who, you know, has been dishing out, you know, funds to his favorites. You have them looking like they're on the verge of removing him. He's basically saying, I'll leave, but I want a year to transition out. Apparently he needs to try and put some more money into the pockets of his cronies. And the school board in Davidson County, which is, as Will Pinkston has described them, inept and incompetent, is trying to remove the inept and incompetent school board superintendent or school superintendent that they hired.
But they apparently have a pulse and are paying attention to what's going on. And you know, Will Pinkston, who's, you know, a far-left radical, can see apparently there's not a lot of support to keep Sean Joseph on board, and that's why he resigned in a huff.
Yeah, and you look at just that chaos. No, who's looking out for the kids? And I'd say the same thing in Williamson County.
Yes.
While you've got Mike Looney looking at building his empire and you know, pushing this agenda that everybody in Williamson County is racist, you actually had a couple of the people that helped put this thing together that were tweeting back and forth about wanting to keep this secret because they don't want people to
don't
know
want
what
to
they're
know about
doing.
It. And that's a lot of it. They wanted to keep it away from the school board members. And we'll get into the legal status of it here in a second. Here's a clip two from Williamson County Schools board member Candy Emerson at the Williamson County Schools board meeting last night.
I've had a lot of calls and concerns that it could have been avoided if the board had been appropriately informed about the making of these videos, an opportunity to see them, a little bit of input into maybe some of the conversation and things.
That's Candy Emerson, again, a Williamson County School Board member. And, man, she's out by her lonesome because the Williamson County School Board, pretty much they just worship at the altar of Mike Looney, who is their employee, and yet they treat him as their boss.
12 members of the school board, and I, like you, listen to the video, YouTube video. Go to our story at the Tennessee Star today about Mike Looney sort of saying he's taking responsibility, not accountability, as you point out, Steve, for this cultural competency series, which, by the way, we'll get to it in a second, they claim was in compliance with state law, but we'll show you was not in compliance with state
law. And it's not
law.
Just in violation of the Department of Education rules. It's in violation of the State Board of Education rules.
The guidelines there that all these professional learning development activities must be aligned with student curriculum. Clearly not aligned with student curriculum. We asked the State Board of Education, another story at the Tennessee Star. Where does white privilege show up in the social studies standards? Their answer, it doesn't.
And yet they're teaching the teachers with their in-service outside the standards, outside the curriculum of the school board, and they're supposed to be teaching aligned with those standards and that curriculum. You know, the other thing that interests me is, as we kind of look at this this story continuing to unfold. There are 147 or so school districts around the state. How many others are engaged in this sort of junk? And what pressure is being put on those school districts, those school superintendents, to come forth to their board and be honest about what they are doing? We know it's happening in other places. We know that Knox County, for example, allocated $170,000 to their cultural competency teaching. We know Wilson County and others have apparently been engaging in some form of this. When are legislators going to step up and demand accountability, demand that their oversight into the Department of Education call Penny Schwinn, the Commissioner of Education, forward and said, Why aren't you enforcing the rules? Why aren't you enforcing the law? Now, I know she's new on the job, but when you start a job, you're on the job.
Yeah,
and she needs to get
job.
On the job. Now, and I know the governor's office and the governor's team, they're all focused on this legislative push to get a charter reauthorization bill passed and to push their ESA, Education Savings Account plan. You got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. And Penny Schwinn isn't over there lobbying legislators on this stuff. Yeah. She ought to be focused on why aren't school districts and school superintendents following the law?
They're not
following why aren't
the
people in my departments forcing them to follow the law? They need to be cleaning house like crazy over at the Department of Education.
Absolutely. Here's more from Candy Emerson. Clip 3, if you could play it, the board member of Williamson County Schools at the board meeting last night.
The board can't be supportive, Dr. Looney, if we are not informed. And that, for me, was one of the most difficult things this week, feeling like this kind of came out of just out of the blue. And I think that this is also an opportunity for us to look as a board at some things that we may need to change in terms of things that we're going to want from you to make sure that we're informed, that we're engaged. Some of us, I taught for, you know, over 25 years, and some of the language in that third, just the title alone, if I had seen the title alone, I would have told you that that is not a good way to start. White privilege was just, that was not, it was offensive, and it set people off.
That's Candy Emerson from on the board, who makes the point. This was, by the way, the reason the Tennessee General Assembly passed a law in 1992 and the Governor McWhorter signed it that said in-service training plans must be approved by the local Board of Education. Candy Emerson did not approve that in-service training plan back in
the... It wasn't even submitted for that.
It wasn't
approval.
Submitted for approval. She didn't even learn about it until we got a open records request and published the video legally earlier this month. So that clearly a problem. Now, what's interesting about this is the justification that the general counsel for Williamson County Schools put forward, Jason Golden.
And where did Jason Golden get his law degree? Did he use one of those like little matchbooks?
I don't know.
Fill this out and we'll send you a law degree?
I don't know.
Because his analysis of the law indicates that he's perhaps never ever read a law.
Well, not only that, we'll play his clip, but basically it's a throwdown. Basically they say, well, we violated the law, but we didn't really. We've got this definition that says, well, we don't think we violated the law. But then he threw it down to the Department of Education and said, well, come get us and prove we didn't.
Yeah, Penny Schwinn, we dare you to do something.
That's exactly
about it.
What he did. So here's a clip from Williamson County Schools General Counsel Jason Golden last night at the board meeting.
Dr. Looney, you had actually addressed it a second ago, and we had a couple of questions for board members, Dana Osbrooks and I, over the past few days, most specifically regarding TCA 49-6-3004, which is the school calendar law, which also includes a requirement for approval of what we call professional development, what the law actually calls in-service days. Number one, it requires 5 days in-service using that language, plus an approval of the plan. By virtue of your vote in May of 2018, we concluded that you are compliant with that law on that plan. As Dr. Looney stated, it's largely what has been shown to you and provided to you related to budget, and we have not heard anything from the state that counters our conclusions.
So they decide that a plan is this calendar that was approved, and we're gonna do these in-service days on these specific days. We're gonna do spring break on this time. We're gonna do these other. I mean, it was a calendar, and now they're trying to say, oh, it was a plan, and we dare the state board of education and the state department of education to say otherwise.
Yep, and you know, I think we're gonna ask the Commissioner Schwinn if she's gonna say otherwise.
I would hope that we have at least one legislator that might submit a request for an opinion from the Attorney General as to whether or not a calendar constitutes a plan under the clear meaning and intent of the law. One legislator could just send a letter to Attorney General Herb Slattery and say, is this a plan?
Or a calendar, and therefore in violation of the law.
Yeah, the problem is, what punishments are there other than perhaps a little more scrutiny and perhaps disallowing the in-service days, forcing them to do it over again? A little more embarrassment might force a couple of school board members out of their jobs in the next election. We're back in a moment. This is the Tennessee Star Report.